originally from Burma. I arrived to U.S., Michigan, 2009, November 10. No, honestly, before I come to U.S., I did not know that about America. I just know that if I go to U.S., I can go to school, I can start my new life, but and that just only that I know that America is the freedom. I used to work with the America people in Thailand, so we know about America, but I did not know when I arrived to America, do I have to pay my bills or go to school? I did not know anything. Two of my sisters live in America. My older sister live in Nebraska and Lincoln. My younger sister live in Texas, Amarillo. Then I live in Michigan, Grand Rapids. I came to U.S. as a refugee. But when I first arrived here, I feel like, oh, I'm a refugee. I cannot do anything because I've faced many problems. I did not speak any... I cannot speak English well. The food, the weather, the environment, everything is new to me. But after 1 year, I became a permanent resident, and I feel, oh, now I can travel in. But after 5 years, and then I apply, I became a citizen of the United States, and I feel, oh, I'm a current American. I can travel into any countries. I'm very proud of myself that, you know, now I'm legally can go to everywhere. But when I live in a refugee camp in Thailand, you cannot travel outside the country because we are illegal people. And also another thing, I got my job here at Bethany as an employment specialist, and then I have a chance to help my refugees friends who are from other country, from everywhere, not only Burmese, Karen people, from other Nepali, from Syria, from everywhere. I would say 85% are like America because it's a freedom, and as long as you follow the rules, you can go, you can do whatever you want. It's a free country, and you don't have to be scared of the police. So and also, you have you know, freedom of speech, freedom of express, you know, everything, freedom of religious. But when I first came to the U.S., when I saw the police, I ran away because, you know, I thought, oh, they give me trouble, they give me problems. But no, because we try to help you. My life has changed when I come to U.S. because I can do whatever I want as long as I follow the rules. Here, we have a correct community. And then we found like a Korean church, and I just after 9 years, no, 8 years now, I returned to my hometown for two times already. The first time I returned to my village 2016, and the second time I just came back 3 weeks ago from Korean state, and then my dream is to go back to my country. I focus on the education because I've seen many kids. In the jungle, on the mountain, they don't have a chance to go to school because of the they are not able to pay the school fee. They have to work for their families. But my dream is not to organize, you know, to try to connect with the other community, and then we do fundraising, raise the money. We will support the education and local people in Korea State. This is my goal. Refugee is not a terrorist. I would like to say that to the not our president, but sometimes, you know, the government right now they don't like refugee, and that we came as a refugee means that we are not coming to just sit in there to get benefits from the government. We come here, we work very hard, we pay tax, and we did not live for free here. When I compare refugee and the people who are born here, and then we pay tax more than original people from here. So because we work double, we work overtime. And when I look at the company, I will see the for the America people who are born here and the refugee, the America people usually work 40 hours, but we work 60 hours per week. when you work over time, you pay more tax. I wanted to say refugee also support the United States. We follow the rules. And that, but I've heard many times, that our president said that, no, I will do America great again. But if I have a chance, and I wanted to say you cannot do America great again without refugees. Refugee come here to make America great again, to support the Constitution, to follow the rules, pay tax. That's it.